Welcome to In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and this is another special edition here. We've got a couple members of the CAR who are joining us today. With us are Elsie Stressman. Hello, Elsie.
Hello.
It's good
afternoon.
It's good to have you here, of course. And Margot Bell is with us as well. Margot, welcome back to Lake 88.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks so much for having us.
I think the first thing that we should do here, just to remind our listeners, is to tell folks what the CAR is, how long you've been around, and what you've been doing. I think Elsie will turn it over to you.
Thank you, Bob. And thank you to the people of Perth and Lanark County for making a difference. We were making a big difference for people whose only existence has been in war. Their whole life they've lived in war. They're eager to come to Perth and be productive members of our community, to learn English, and they're very grateful. I'm very proud to be part of a group that is welcoming and inviting these people into our society. CAR began in 2015 when 2-year-old Alan Curdy's body washed up on a Mediterranean beach. In Perth, we said we have to do something. Since then, we have sponsored 4 families, 3 from Syria and 1 from Iraq. And we also sponsored a couple of individuals who found their way to Perth from places around the world. So that sort of is our background and our beginning. Then in September 2021, a group in Merrickville asked if we were ready to do this again. They had been in touch with 15 people from Afghanistan who were looking for sponsorship to Canada. These people were all professionals and human rights workers, and they were in hiding. In November 2021, 5 of these people moved to Greece. They were able to get on the humanitarian flight that you might remember, where there were 77 judges, women judges. They were accepted onto that flight, and they traveled to Greece. And they had to leave behind 10 members of their family, not knowing if they'd ever see them again. 2022, February 2022, with the help of an underground women's organization, we were able to assist the 10 people to get out of Afghanistan and travel into Pakistan. It was a 23-hour journey, and 12 of those hours were spent standing in line outside the border. And some of the women had experienced a little bit of harassment while they were waiting overnight with 4 young children. They got to Pakistan, and as soon as they did, CAR began the paperwork process to sponsor these families. 2 other people were left behind, and one of them was added to Merrickville's group. They had sponsored the first 5 people that went into Greece, and they were able to add 1 more person to the list. The 15th person in the group is currently being sponsored by Brockville, and they're doing the paperwork now to bring him to Canada. So the region is working together as a group to sponsor these people, these very deserving people.
Which is incredible. And we've seen this, like when I've spoken to the other groups as well, that they are looking to your organization and they are speaking with others like them to really come up with the best approach, because it isn't, hey, we're doing this, they're doing this, and this other group is doing this. Any way you can help to achieve this same goal, Elsie, is something that you're all for.
Yes, and like I said, the region is coming together to support this extended family. In July of 2022, the 5 members from the family that were in Greece arrived in Merrickville, very much welcomed by the people in Merrickville. And in August 2022, the Saidi and the Bigzada families arrived in Ottawa. Margo and I were invited to share a meal. The Merrickville group was so grateful for the work we had done. So we shared a meal and then we all headed off to the airport. And there was a joyous reunion. Words can't describe the happiness that's experienced by these people. They never thought they'd see each other again. And there wasn't a dry eye. There's a grandmother welcoming her 2 children, her and their spouses and 4 grandchildren. There were siblings greeting each other. There was cousins who, again, didn't know if they'd see each other again. There wasn't a dry eye in the house, including the CAR volunteers who were at the airport. It was quite an emotional time. when they left the airport, they went to Merrickville to spend some time with their extended family there. And then after reuniting with the family in Merrickville, they moved out to the Lanark Highlands, where an individual had generously donated an interim housing for the family. And while they were at the interim housing, Margo and I got busy, and we were very fortunate to be able to get two-bedroom apartments in Perth. And we were able to furnish it with many donated items from the community. Each of the families in Perth has one child in school and one child at home, and they're settling into our community. We've got so many wonderful volunteers who have been busy getting to know the family. The different tasks that the volunteers are doing, I'm going to take a look at my list here because there are so many, don't remember them off the top of my head. We're setting up medical and dental appointments. We're assisting them with learning how to shop in Canada. We're tutoring the adults in English. We're driving them to appointments and places they need to be. We're coaching the parents in Canadian financial ways because Canada doesn't do things the same way that Afghan people do. We've got volunteers assisting in the school classroom. We've got a young boy in grade 2 who doesn't know how to speak English. And so we've got volunteers in there helping the teacher and helping him get accustomed to Canadian schools and with his learning. We've got people exploring employment opportunities with the families. Whatever is required for these families to be successful in their new life in Canada, that's what the CAR volunteers are doing. The children and their parents have experienced their first Halloween, a whole new concept for them. And now they're soon going to be experiencing our Christmas season. So it's a heartfelt, joyful opportunity. And the volunteers are learning as much as the new families are.
And Margo, when you look at, that's a lot to take in as far as emotion. For you, who's been involved, if I'm not mistaken, right from the get-go, this is that's the payoff. You know, you're not in this for any other reason but to help these people. And these people being here and seeing those tears and seeing how happy they are and seeing those reunions. That just must make you feel so incredibly good about what you've done, but also motivate you to continue.
Oh, absolutely, Bob. And it's like what we say about most volunteering is that you always, I've always found that you get so much more out of it than you put in. But this whole experience since 2015 has been that in spades. I mean, I find it absolutely, we all in CAR right now find it absolutely amazing that these two families have been here just shy of 3 months. And yet, Bob, there are extended families already. I mean, they are delightful people. They're young people. I'm not only fortunate enough to co-chair an organization such as CAR, which is an incredible experience, but I'm the lead for the family support team for the Bixada family. And Kate McLaren is the lead for the support family for the Saidi family. And I know I can speak for Kate. We've chatted about this before, but given our ages, these people are like our children and grandchildren. And you think we've only, now, although we've only met them 3 months ago, this process was a year through the whole process of the application. And that was just emails back and forth. But as they stepped off that plane that night, it's something I will never ever forget, and something that I feel so incredibly fortunate to have ever experienced. It was really something else. But I go on and I could talk to you about that for ages. But what I'd like to do, if I may, is can we kind of, I thought I might go to a couple of the next steps for us. If that's
absolutely. Fair. Yeah. We'll do that in just one second. I just wanted to, Elsie, I just wanted to get your reaction to, listening to what Margo said. You were nodding your head quite a bit. When we talk about seeing these people become members of our community.
My emotional reaction to what they're doing is it's just overwhelming and awe-inspiring. These people are, they're going to be the future of Canada. And we're part of assisting them, giving them a hand up to do that. So it just warms your heart. Totally does.
Yeah, it is amazing. Now, we did want to look at those next steps, of course, Margo, and this is great to hear that there are next steps, because that means that the efforts continue. So what is next?
So Elsie's given us a really good background of what's going on, and the families have adjusted and come into our community so well, as I referred to, in less than 3 months, with, you know, two children going to elementary school in Perth, two little ones still at home. They're well underway with their English classes. We're looking into different courses for them. They very much want to be, these are professional people, intelligent adults and children that want to be a part of community, our community, and part of Canadian society. And so it's whatever we're doing to assist with that, be a part of that with them. So Elsie referred to our incredible volunteers, and we have a great group of volunteers. But again, given our Canadian winters, we have some of our volunteers who are snowbirds. So I would like to take this opportunity to say that if there are people listening to us here that are going to stay in Canada for our beautiful winter and could assist us in some way, be it for 1, 2, or 3 months, certainly not on a daily basis, but as backup for the volunteers that we're losing as snowbirds from Canada, and in particular for our medical team and for our volunteer drivers. And for the medical team to be a volunteer, a medical background is would be ideal, but certainly not compulsory. The leads of those teams are both retired nurses with a really good knowledge base. And what that entails is just assisting with appointments, you know, blood work, that kind of thing. And then the other call out I'd love to make is for our volunteer drivers. We have a great group of drivers, but we have 8 people, 2 families, and they walk many places, living in Perth, certainly to doctor's appointments, eye appointments, to the grocery store. They have family in Merrickville that they love to see. So we try to arrange those visits, specialist visits in Ottawa and Kingston. So if anyone is interested, we would really like to refer them to our website and to get in touch with us.
And what is that website?
It's www.thecar2.ca, and CAR is CARR with the number 2.
We're going to share that on our website as well when we post this interview a little later today. So if anyone missed that, just lanarkleadstoday.ca is a great spot to go and get that link, and then you can start to help out. We're almost out of time here, folks. So I think maybe, you know, I was going to ask you for some parting messages, but I really think that, Margo, you just did it. I really would like both of you just to really tell us what this has meant for you and what it can mean for others. Let's talk to those potential volunteers. Elsie, we'll start with you and just talk to them and tell them what they can expect to get out of this.
They can expect to feel good personally about what they're doing and the generosity of spirit that they have. Like Margo said, you get so much more than you give. And these people are kind, generous, easy to get to know people. So I think that's the main benefit for, you know, any volunteer, is that you will receive more than you give, and you will get to know some very special people.
Margo?
I couldn't agree more. And I think it's just, I hate to do this when you ask me for something emotional, but the other thing I did want to kind of touch with people is that we are going into the season of giving, you know, and we all have so much in Canada, and we go into Black Friday is this week, and then Cyber Monday, and there's a Giving Tuesday, which is always after that. So after we look after ourselves, and I'd like to remind people that we've had an incredible response to our fundraising. People have been so incredibly generous. We still have $10,000 that we need to raise to complete our budget. And I would just like to ask them to think about, if they are giving the gift of giving this Christmas, if they would also consider the car too. And Bob, if I may, I've spoken so much about the thing. I'd kind of like to end on something that I'll paraphrase, but really speaks to me, and to leave this is just, and it says that refugees are mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, children with the same hopes and ambitions as us. The only difference is that a twist of fate has bound their lives to a global refugee crisis on an unprecedented scale.
Words to definitely ponder and to value. I appreciate that very much, Margo, and Elsie, I appreciate you being here as well. I know that the appreciation goes well beyond just what I'm saying to you right now. People from around the region, you are obviously wonderful ambassadors, and all the work that you're doing is just fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
It's a pleasure.
Our guests today on In Focus, we've been speaking with Elsie Stressman and Margot Bell from The Car. Again, the website to find out more and to line up one of those donations, thecar2.ca. So that's the C-A-R-R number 2.ca. We're going to have that link posted at AtlanticLeadsToday.ca. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.